power, power. It's the what? Power, power.
It's the who?
Power, power.
Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power, power.
It's the what?
Power, power.
It's the who?
Power, power.
Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics.
Every Saturday morning, you need to be tuning in. Wake up, get crushed out your eyes. We about to go live, so come get the schooling in. About our oppression, we answer the questions like, how do we get out this low estate? We let the scripts prophesy. We bringing the Bible to life so that you relate. The world thinks we're rejects, but that word we reject. Watch and we'll show you precept upon precept, line upon line. The scripts say we're the greatest, and they can't debate it. Salvation is only for the blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power, power.
The what?
Power, power.
It's the who?
Power, power.
Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power, power.
It's the what?
Power, power.
It's the who?
Power, power.
Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power, power.
It's the what?
Power, power.
It's the who?
Power, power.
Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power, power.
It's the what?
Power, power.
It's the who?
Power, power.
Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Power Hour, Native Latin and Black Biblical Topics. And yes, I said it in that order. So we had a scoffer with a stupid comment.
Saw that? Yep.
I said it in that order because that's because we can't win. It's like one way or the other, right? So if we're speaking about in support of all our people, which includes the Southern Kingdom, right, which is so-called blacks, mm-hmm. right, we too white. We too light-skinned. So I target the show so that the light skin of our people can see us.
That's right.
Right. And why we put in the show where we put Native Latin and Black last. I tell you, boy, Christ needs to return.
Hey, Christ marveled. You know,
he needs to draw the 2/3, bro, and do what he got to do with them. Madness. The whole message, everything else, right, about the show, you're going to freaking tune in.
And then I get lumped in every time.
I know, bro.
By default.
I know, because you're Southern Kingdom.
That's why we had to have him on this week.
But by their ideology, that's you're not down, bro.
Oh, I know.
I mean,
you got to be as dark as this tablecloth.
I know, and you look at your pops, and your pops is clearly, what would be deemed a black man.
I'm just not black like this, I guess.
Right, right.
I get it.
I think your pop even got fro-ish hair, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He got the helmet.
Yeah.
Pop's got the helmet.
Dark helmet.
Looking like a DJ we once knew. Look at dark helmet. Dark helmet from Spaceballs. Hey, we got to look for that. That's I want to watch that now that you said that. Yeah, man, I tell you, boy. Judah Vex and Ephraim.
No, that's exactly what it is.
Judah Vex and Ephraim.
That's prophecy, man. I mean, we got that, you know?
Yeah. Anyway, I'm Captain Yahshua, right? And we got...
Oh, shalom. Happy Sabbath. Happy New Moon, Captain Apari.
Shalom. Most High in Christ bless, Captain Amariah.
Shalom. Most High in Christ bless, Soldiers of Zerubbabel.
Soldiers of Zerubbabel. You saw how he did that?
That thing is amazing. When I see it, it's like it's wild.
Bro, he has thick wool, bro.
Yeah.
He has thick wool. That's why I say when he grows the fro, it looks really good. It's just the in-between stage, right?
Yeah.
It's bad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, look bad.
Oh, God. That's terrible, bro.
No, bro, I'm a big fan of your fro. Like, when you had that thing out or whatever, that thing looked amazing, bro. That thing looked great. I was covetousness of had covetousness of your
he
fro.
He said, I'll take that.
I don't covet this. I don't cover the in between. Oh man, who else we got? Did you introduce yourself?
Yeah, we said it, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. He says the Ruben Bell. Okay, all right. Hey, we got the new camera angles that we're working with.
Yeah, can't see my face. Like, what the hell is this?
I know. It's the mic. It's all right.
Oh, just realized that producer. Huh?
Wow, you're fired. You're fired because you're Northern Kingdom and you're light-skinned.
Right. He's gonna fix it. He's gonna fix it. Yes, happy new moon, happy feast day, to everybody. So gosh, I literally came in and came up with the title of the show like right before we went live because There is too much going on, man.
I was
going
to say, there's so much going on.
Man, I tell you, bro, I'm bombarded. I can't even sleep at night. Like I'm not even sleeping. I'm getting 8 hours of no good sleep.
Well, you are an addictive personality.
Well, I was
saying, whatever you get.
He
into,
was on fire yesterday,
into.
Bro. I was
bro,
like, oh.
I don't know how he consumes so much media, bro. Like, he's just.
I feel that way sometimes.
Bro,
too,
I don't know how you do it.
He said, archive this. Archive this.
Hey, let's let the audience know. So the captain Aparium was he was posting like a lot of good links and a lot of good articles and stuff like that. So, you know, we were all like all thought provoking yesterday on the chats, on the Telegram chats that we have, and just putting out, we were like, yeah, look at this. Damn, look at this.
Right.
And then Ashai was like, man, I wonder what the show's gonna be about. Like I said, I don't know. There's so much going on. I said, it's too much. It's too much. You know, I've been dying to go back to the agents of socialization, especially because the state is next.
Right.
And I want to spend a lot. I want to spend, it might be more than one episode on the state. It depends, right? Because that's a big part of what's going on. We've experienced their authority and their power in a way that I think people in our lifetime have not before.
Mm-hmm.
With the executive orders and the restrictions and the shutdowns. Because one of the things I hear the most from people is, gosh, I can't believe stuff like this would happen in this day and age. So I do want to talk about that. And then we got to move into religion, which might wind up being pretty drawn out also.
In depth, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
It has to be, because it says to cast down all the strongholds against our people. And organized religion is one of the biggest things that our people are privied by.
Yeah, yeah. But there's just so much going on in the media. And Ashaya, if you have any articles that you want to just throw our way, like, it's gonna be that type of show, I guess. I picked one that I want to talk about, and we'll rap about
it's
it.
So
which,
good.
Which
man.
One? Which one did you pick?
Well, I'm gonna start with the NFL.
Okay. Okay.
That's a good one to start. That's a great one to start.
I'm gonna start with the NFL.
Yeah, that's a real good one to start with. Freaking the hypocrisy. I tell you, listen, if y'all blacks, Hispanics, I always say it in that order, blacks, Hispanic, Native Americans. Right? When we teach, that's how we always say it.
It's for the show.
Right, and it comes out naturally, just rolls out that way.
Because listen, we appreciate all the that Israel gives, but it's really tribal. It don't matter. That's not turn type of thing.
Absolutely.
Those are the ones that accept, you know, straight average American. He's got a real nice throw. And they
the people really don't understand Psalm 11:10. Because these people that have deep relations that the Hispanics are negative, not on fridges.
Well, those will be bring some of that today, too, because that's the thing that been on. That's definitely just because I've been seeing it. They, the way the media is pushing this is as if this stuff doesn't happen to so-called brown-skinned people.
Right.
And there are some media outlets that they'll say black and brown, right? And that's how they try to...
More so lately.
Yeah. But you got to understand something, and I don't know where I read it. I don't know if I saw somebody saying it. And I think it was a sister, and she made a very good point. And she said, and this is as far as the divisions... She says, this is happening in the same proportions, not even less so, probably in the same, in some cases more, depending on where you're at, right, mm-hmm. To so-called Hispanics and Native Americans, right, because we got the article about the Native woman that was shot up, right?
Yep.
And that was here.
Yeah, that was in Winslow, Arizona.
But what happens is, the media doesn't report on it, and not just the media. A lot of the abuse is not reported by the abused for fear of deportation and different things like
that's
that.
That's true, too. That's true, too. That can't go, brought out.
Right. I wish I could credit whoever brought that out. It was in an article or a video I watched, and a lot of that gets lost in the mix because we assume that everybody's third or fourth generation. immigrants, which are already established as citizens and things like that, amongst Hispanics, and that's not the case, right? So there's a lot pressed together. I see you there with something. No, bring it out if you got something.
I'm thinking, bring it out, fam.
Thinking
I'm cooking. Right. Hey, but that's actually a real heavy point. I never even thought of it like that. As far as the fear
of
deportation.
You're right.
I've never thought of it
like that. You're right.
It's a very heavy point.
Hey, and I can speak on that firsthand, okay, because in my previous career, that we had that, okay? It was more with the so-called Dominicans.
Right.
They wouldn't report a lot of stuff. Right. And Mexicans, too, you know, so-called Mexicans, too, you know, for that same reason. You know, they're scared of deportation, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, you're right.
Right. Did you find that?
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 50 and verse 33. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the children of Israel and the children of Judah were oppressed together.
One second, hold on. I'm seeing a couple of people say it keeps buffering. Is there anything on our end? I see a few comments that it keeps buffering. Okay. Sorry, Cap. I just.
Oh, no. We don't want to miss the points coming out.
Right.
Do we know what it is, Shai?
5033.
You're not on Wi-Fi, right?
No.
Yeah. No, don't try Wi-Fi. Maybe it has something to do with them, because I think I'm looking at the feed on my end. And
feed is fine over here as well, yeah.
Yeah, try refreshing your browsers or something if you see buffering going on. I know depending on where you're at, there's been some. Remember, it's been real hot, so there's like a lot of brownouts and stuff. Let me see here. Yeah, now it's frozen.
I'm hearing on my. I do have.
Yeah, now it's looking frozen.
Yeah, frozen. Either that or you guys are well disciplined.
There's a Ruby guy with his thumb in his eye. And that's the shot that I got.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, there's a few saying, yeah, it keeps buffering for them.
Y'all can hear us, though, right? Y'all can hear us. Just posting the make sure that it's just more video, visual, the video, not the audio.
Yeah, because it says we're live. It says it's rolling.
Everything's good on Blog Talk, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we definitely got to bring the cameras down a little so you can get a little more. You can still go overhead, but a little lower.
Yeah.
He went aerial view.
Yeah, too much, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, no, I know. I saw. And everybody else saw when you were going like this. You forgot that they could see that? He thought he was being discreet because he wasn't talking. They can see you.
I was hopefully it was buffering at that time.
Yeah, and it skipped out, right? Let me
we're still on. If you're logging in now, we are here. We're just getting some video difficulties here. Technical difficulties that we're trying to go ahead and rectify.
He's working on it. If you can hear us, we'll keep talking at least. I don't know if that's the.
Yeah, that's why we're trying to find out. If we can hear us, please let us know. We'll continue to talk. I mean, what comes out of our mouth is what's more important than looking at us. Anyone? Please post. Okay.
I'm waiting to see.
Baruch, what do you mean with you? That means you can hear us? All right, somebody hit the like. All right, they could hear us, it looks like. Somebody hit the like.
It's frozen and no sound, Atara.
It's
said.
Frozen and no sound. Okay, thank you, Atara. Wait, but how did she say that?
Maybe she's just saying it. Or maybe she hears us out there.
Okay, we were. Oh.
Because we don't have anything, a saddle at the bottom of the door, so it's another reason sound escapes.
That's been bugging me.
I thought it should have been fixed like a long time ago, the way that thing is. I thought that was going to be a priority.
Maybe it's just the laptop. I haven't gotten everything moved over here to this laptop.
The screen frozen. Sound is fine on my end. This one sister said.
Gabriella Liana said it sounded
hey.
Fine.
Hey, you took off? You took it off?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You starting it again?
Yes.
Israel is back. We back.
Why they hate us, Broom?
Why they hate us, Broom? I said, yo, he must be fucking Judah lineman. Just the way he type thing, bro. Why they hate us, Broom?
They hate us, bro.
Yo, that must be a country ass lineman.
Oh man.
Ay, ay, ay.
All right, I don't want people to miss though on the Facebook side though either. But all right, so we'll talk for the blog talk. But so yeah, man. So we got the NFL, right? I don't know if y'all been getting the emails. Like every company feels like they got to make a statement now.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
You know. Yeah. And then I think Congress was saying they're gonna pass something. But that's what I say. It's a follow though. Something to like that they're gonna do this and they're gonna do that. They're gonna ban chokeholds. I mean.
Chokeholds were always banned.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell they even bringing that up for.
No, they're
just saying stuff just to say stuff,
right,
man.
Right, right, right. So they make proclamations.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
You know, and they act like it's a new thing because they formalize it. And people go, oh, look, change is happening. Change is happening.
That's to put our people to sleep is all it is, okay? And guess what? Like I said last week, we don't want your help. That's not going to help us. We don't want that.
Hey, like Malcolm X said, yeah, I got that little clip when the Edomite comes up and said, what can I do to help your cause? He said,
nothing.
The best thing you could do is nothing to help our cause.
We do not need you. We do not. See, that's the other thing, too, right? Again, here we are, right, turning to the oppressors mm-hmm. for help. We don't need your help. The Bible, nowhere in the Bible does it says that the other nations are going to help us. Nowhere. Show me a script. That's why that BS. Well, God loves everybody, and all nations are going to be saved. It's so. Show me the scriptures where it says that. You Christians that say that, show me the scriptures in the Bible. I don't give a damn. It's the New Translation, the Translation 2000, because they got a bunch of them, right?
Right.
The Jubilee Bible, whatever. Mm-hmm. Show me in there where it says that all nations, that God and Christ is for all nations. Show me that. Show me in there where it says, okay, give me a scripture that says that Christ has blonde hair and blue eyes. That's the first doggone lie that we were told since we were kids. And that's why we see them as the Edomites as gods.
As the pinnacle of perfection.
As the pinnacle of perfection.
Yep.
Even the dictionary, the vocabulary word definition of white and black in and of itself is derogatory.
When you look at religion as a whole, right, let's take Islam, for instance, right? In order to be saved by Allah, you have to subscribe to Islam. Right. In order to be a Buddhist, you have to subscribe to Buddha and all their teachings. But same thing with Krishna and Hinduism, whatever the case may be. But for some reason, when it comes to this Bible, this God is all inclusive now. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
It makes absolutely no sense. Every single book has an author and a targeted audience. The Bible is no different whatsoever.
Yeah, that's a good point you bring out, right? Because when you go to a bookstore, you buy something based on.
Yeah, absolutely.
What the title says, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's why I bring up the scenario where you can't isolate a scripture. You cannot, because every chapter in any book,
mm-hmm.
right? It could be about anything, right? And I just read something, and I can make my own interpretation of what that particular paragraph means, right?
Mm-hmm.
But does that mean that that's what the whole book is? And I bring that up to use this example, John 3:16.
No, right.
If you read that in itself, sure. Sure, it sounds like God loves everybody. He loves the whole world.
Right.
Okay. But if you don't understand the Bible, you're not going to understand that that world is talking about what it says in Isaiah 45:17.
When you go to the different epistles that Paul wrote in the New Testament and it tells you slaves obey your earthly masters, those things were twisted to have us in subjection and slavery. So why is it so far-fetched that John 3:16 was also twisted?
That's another good point, too. You're right. Also, it was just that one scripture that,
right,
that they
exactly,
used.
Exactly.
The whole Bible that they used to read to them, because they didn't
right.
let us read. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. You know?
How are we looking at Sean?
I'm working on it.
I'm coming.
I'm working on it.
Sounds like Abiel when you had him in the the Tahoot, what was that move?
Oh, in the game. the Kimura.
The Kimura. The Tahookin.
The Tahookin. with the MMA, the UFC game.
Hey, all you were hearing is he's getting in the Kimura. I was like, see RBL's face.
Bro, and then I can see you too, super antagonizing. Come on, bro. Get up, bro. Do something, bro.
No, I was feeling bad for him. Well, I would tell him that,
yeah,
and he would get mad at me.
Because everybody felt the tension. They were like, because, you know, I talk smack when I win, so everybody
right.
wanted me to lose.
Right.
So they were all rooting for him. And
I'm pressing it.
He said, yo, but get out of there. He said, I'm trying.
Yeah, he yelled at me. I said,
it's
okay.
Bro, my ground game was nasty in that game.
Yeah,
that's
funny.
I would take him to the ground. They were mad as hell. They were like, yo. And then they try to goad me into standing up. Why don't you stand up? Why? I can take you down. I'm like, what?
I know, right? Like give up your upper edge for him.
Exactly.
Oh geez, man. But yeah, but go. Are you gonna say something?
No, go ahead.
All right, yeah, but getting back to world events and the scriptures, it's just incredible, you know. And again, you're not gonna get this information from none of your pastors, especially the Edomite ones. Mm-hmm. Okay, but what's even more sad and pathetic, you're not even getting it from your own people that are pastors.
No way. I think Bishop's going to go in on that today, man, because they talking some foolishness, bro. He vexed at the Christian pastor.
Oh, man.
The stuff they're saying.
I can only imagine. I don't follow that because I already know that they're not going to talk about this. This is why. Give me Jeremiah 3:15 while we wait. Jeremiah 3:15. This is why Christ, the Most High God, said this.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 3, verse 15. And I will give you pastors according to mine heart.
The Most High God said, okay, Jeremiah said in the spirit of the Most High God, he's going to give you pastors, teachers, preachers. It's all the same. It's all synonymous. Okay, according to his heart. What is the heart of the Most High God? Heart, according to Mark 7:21, is the mind. The Most High's mind and thoughts are here in this Bible.
Mm-hmm.
This is the heart, the Bible, the same Bible that you've had for generations. Some of them even pass it on, right?
Yep.
You get married, they pass it on. Generation to generation, the same Bible. And you know what? All it is a paperweight. Okay, go ahead.
Which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.
Which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Let's go to Malachi. What about knowledge? Okay, this is what your pastors are supposed to be teaching you. We haven't brought this out in a long time.
Yep.
We haven't brought this out in a long time. Now's the right time. This just came into me, man. Go ahead.
Malachi chapter 2, verse 7.
Yep.
For the priest's lips should keep knowledge.
The priest's lips shall keep knowledge. So some of them right now, they're saying, but my pastor does keep knowledge.
Right.
I feel good when I leave out of there. Okay? Right? He opens up the Bible, and in the screen, if you're watching it on TV, he'll show the passage, right, the verse, and not even talk about it. And use that verse to manipulate your mind, talking about that's why you got to give me 10%.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
And they should seek the law at his mouth.
You will not hear the law being taught in any doggone Christian church. And when I say Christian, I mean Pentecostal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean Baptist. I mean Episcopalian. I mean Jehovah's Witness. What did I leave out?
Lutheran.
Southern Baptist, right? Because you got a Baptist. It's not good enough to have a Baptist. Now you got to have a Southern Baptist.
Right.
Seventh-day Adventist. Right? Read it again one more time.
And they should seek the law at his mouth.
They shall seek the law at his mouth. The priests, your true preachers, your true pastors, okay, are supposed to teach you your true nationality and the laws. It says it right there. The priests shall teach knowledge. And then it explains what the knowledge is. You got some?
Yeah. Give me Ezekiel 3, verse 11. Ezekiel 3, verse 11, because Captain Parr made an excellent point, because these people will come under the guise of using the Bible to seem godly, but everything that they teach is a little bit here and a little bit there, but then they give you feel good, their own opinions, mm-hmm. and everything else. Read that.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 3, verse 11. And go, get thee to them of the captivity.
So we bring it out all the time. A commandment doesn't have to say thou shalt and thus say it. When this says go get thee to them of the captivity, that's a commandment the Lord has given
that's
us
right.
that know who we are to go out to our people and preach this gospel. Read on.
Unto the children of thy people.
Of thy people, the Israelites, all 12 tribes, natives, Latins, and blacks read?
And speak to them and tell them, thus saith the Lord, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear.
And tell them, thus saith the Lord. That's why he says, put my words in your mouth and they will be as fire. Not give us smooth words and your own thoughts and your own feelings and emotions and everything else. Listen, you can't learn how to be a great chef and you buy a book that's on gardening. It makes no sense. You have to go to the source to get the answers. And the source is right. It's been here for thousands of years, but it fell by the wayside. But that's why Captain brought it out, that the Lord will send us pastors according to his heart. And that's what you're seeing now on the earth.
And guess what those pastors, according to the Most High's heart, are supposed to tell us? Give me Matthew 15:24. How come they don't focus on this right here? How come they focus on they allow all nations? I know why they do it.
Right.
Right? Because the more people they got in, the more money they got to make, right? Because it's the filthy lucre that the scripture talks about.
Paul said this, brother.
Yeah, Paul said this. They don't even understand. But why don't they say this? Okay, let's bring this out. This isn't brought out, I don't think, enough.
The book of Acts, chapter 15, verse 24. But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
I don't know how much plainer can you... I can open up the Bible and read that. Never open in the Bible and be like, okay, so this person was sent to a particular people.
You go to Matthew 1. It says that he shall save his people.
His name, Jesus, means that.
It starts from verse 1, his entire genealogy that lets you know who his people are. That
who
he's coming
his people
to
are.
Yeah, and I guess people don't realize the subtleties of why they would put that in there.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Like, think about it. Like, why? If he was for everybody.
Yeah.
And it didn't matter.
That's a good point.
And it's not just there. They put some genealogy in Luke as well. If he was for everybody and it didn't matter, why do they start the Gospels with his genealogy?
Right.
They start
the New Testament.
The first thing. Yes. They start the New Testament with his genealogy.
Hey,
go ahead. I gotta tell you something about Matthew. I'm gonna bring it out.
I can get it as far as how Christianity can be such a stronghold for our people, because not last night, but I think it was Wednesday night. Sunday this week. I was reading Romans 7. I said, yo, I can understand why this has people so tripped up. Because Paul, just the way he writes and everything else. But even things like that, like I'm saying, like, why would it start with the genealogy if it means nothing? I get it. I can see it. I didn't come from those strongholds, so it's a little bit different for me.
Yeah.
But reading like things like Romans 7, Romans 8, I'm like, oof. Galatians, I'm like, I can really see why this is such a stronghold for our people.
Hey, Romans 9, I'm going to give it to you, Ken. Romans 9, which is in the New Testament, which Christians love, and they love the book of Romans.
They love Romans.
Breaks down what this Bible is all about from Genesis to Revelation.
Romans 9 is the spine of the Bible.
That is the knockout. That's the Hadouken. That's the uppercut.
He said that's the Hadouken.
Hey, but what's heavy is the lead up in Romans to Romans 9, right? Like, so he's actually all through that.
Yes.
And then his follow through with Romans 11.
I was going to say the follow through. That Romans 11 is
when
a
I was reading it, I had to remind myself that it was never written chapter 1, verse 1, chapter 2, verse
right,
like that.
Right.
It was one long letter. So when you
one
read
long
it
letter.
Like that, understanding
one
that,
long letter, yes.
Then you can see it's the build up, bro. It's the build up. You know, he's jabbing, and it comes with that knockout.
Right. Right. Yeah. Nine, he begins his conclusion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. If he's doing like a 10-page paper,
mm-hmm.
Right. Paul was writing essays. They call them letters. He was writing
that
essays.
That was my essays.
He was writing dissertations.
That's right.
Soliloquies. Dissertations. That's the best one.
Hey, so check this out. So this reminds me. I'm gonna. If we have time, I'm gonna ask the brothers before we do the class. I gotta see. So the ones who are listening, they're gonna get it. We're not gonna get it. We're not gonna have them answer. But so speaking of Christianity being a hell of a drug, right?
A hell of a drug.
I have an acquaintance in the world, right? He's Simeon. And I know him through various employment for, you know what? I've probably known this guy for about 22 years.
Damn.
Right? At this point, because we used to work together in Warner Brothers.
Mm. Wow, you took it back.
Yeah. So I used to work, I was not like a Warner Brothers exec. I worked in the overpriced tourist store.
They said, see, he is light skinned.
In Times Square, it was a Warner Brothers studio store. There was two of them in Manhattan. And I worked in the one in Times Square for a time in the late 90s. And so I met him there. I know him through when I used to work in banking and whatever. Long story short, in past years, he's become a very super Christian, right? Mm. And, you know, he posted something yesterday, and it just, it was one of those where I was ready to start typing to him, bro. Mm. And I said, this is unprofitable.
Yep.
I said, I'm not going to do it. I was like, you know, this is my page where I promote my business and all this other stuff. I said, I'm not going to do it. But man, for like the briefest of moments, I was ready to like go in. So he posted a clip from this pastor because they went to Cuba a few times. A lot easier for them to go out
there. Oh, sure.
Because they get sponsored by the, mm-hmm. by the Christian mm-hmm. Pastor.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So they've gone to Cuba a few times. So they had the pastor come here from Cuba and he gave them a sermon on this scripture. Let me get Matthew 11 and 12.
While you're getting that, hey, can you just at least give the link to the Blog Talk Radio? Maybe they can at least listen in from there.
I put it on the thing.
Oh, you did? Okay,
I
cool.
I did. I put it. I told them that we're trying to fix it and that they can check us out on the Blog Talk.
I can't believe he would even go to this, to be honest.
Oh, well, you're going to believe it.
Matthew 11
and you're going to see how he went to it.
It's amazing the perversion of scripture.
You're
right?
Gonna see. I'm actually trying to pin that post to the top that I made. I can't see it. Hold on.
I would stay the hell away from this.
It's not showing the.
If I was a pastor in any type of denomination, I would stay away from this.
How come my post is?
I'm just gonna say that's dangerous. What he's putting there.
Post it. I put a post. I don't see it now. And pin it to the top. I put a Blog Talk link for them to see. I told them we're trying to fix it.
Where'd you put it at?
Oh, I think that says that's marked on 6 as a draft. I literally just posted it. Okay, here it is. I found it. Disregard. I'm going to pin it to the top so they can see it. Anyway, so I'm going to show you how this Christian pastor went to this scripture. Go ahead.
Oh, wait, he's a pastor?
He was a Christian. Not him.
Oh, his pastor told – he's just – okay, yes, got you. He reposted. Yes, yes. Got you. Okay.
I mean, he's a minister or something. He went to, like, some program and got a certificate from them.
Minister and idiocracy.
So, go ahead.
The book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, kingdom of heaven.
The kingdom of heaven.
Until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force.
So. He.
I hope I'm not going to hear what you're going
to say. Well, my question to some of the brothers later is going to be, what does this verse mean?
Yeah, right.
Right? The ones who weren't listening to the show. And if the answer sounds too much like my answer, then I know they listen to the show. Right? So because now this might be the new thing Christians try to bring out. So he was basically saying that what is meant here is that by spiritual violence, we must take hold of the kingdom. And his whole sermon was about spiritual violence, in that what Christ meant here was that we have to take hold of the kingdom with spiritual violence.
Doesn't even say that there. That's not what that means, first of all, but it doesn't even say that there.
Hey, you know how you can just trump that easily too? Just by saying precept. Well, what's the precept? Precept must be upon precept.
Bro, and it was in Spanish and they were eating it up.
Spiritual violence,
and they were eating it, right. Hey, I tell you, for us to go back to Cuba, I pray the Most High don't reelect Trump. And that's about as political I'm gonna get, because I don't care who's in office, mm-hmm. don't matter to me. But I know for a fact that we were able to go because Obama was there, and the Most High put the spirit on Obama to open things up, right. And then Trump came, and just because he's a racist prick, wanted to take all that stuff away, that just because there was no reason to take that policy away.
Cap, you're not being political at all, because you're being spiritual, because the Bible says that the Most High raises kings up.
Right.
Right. So if it be the Lord's, you said it right. You said if it be the Lord's will,
right.
Trump doesn't get reelected for that reason alone.
Yeah, it's because we got to go back, right. Because this is the garbage that they're preaching from there. And we saw how thirsty they were when we were there. You know, and the reason I reference them versus the other Northern Kingdom places we went to is because they were much more receptive in such a larger display in Cuba than they were in DR and certainly in PR. I'm not saying we were not received in PR and DR. We were, just not to the extent of what I saw. And because that's unusual with Northern Kingdom, it's very inspiring as well, because it's like, hey, well, you know what? All right. The ones that got the silver spoon in their mouth, so to speak, here in the States don't want to rock with it.
Mm-hmm.
So then we're going to go down and maybe start letting it grow down that way, you know?
So how did he?
I want to keep an eye on this. So, bro, I didn't watch the whole thing because I just couldn't. But he was basically talking about how, and so this guy that I know posted it up because he was saying it's so appropriate for this time, meaning, you know, they're doing physical violence to try to get something, and that what we need is spiritual violence to get the kingdom. And this is purely, to me, that was the biggest example of the stronghold that Christianity has,
mm-hmm.
because this is a supposed pastor that doesn't know that that's talking historically about all the captivities that we've been in.
Right. And then actually the verse explains it because it says, and the violent take it by force.
Right.
So it tells you that it's a physical
action. No, he meant
the
violent, meaning us Christians must be spiritually violent. And that's what Christ.
Okay, but what does even that mean? So you just meditating, I'm going crazy? I mean, like, what is that? No, but what is that? But no substance. They have no solutions.
Anyway,
my eyes are glazed.
So back to what we were talking about. What scripture did I even tell you to pull out?
Jeremiah 50:33.
Yes.
Okay. Why did I? Why was I saying?
We were talking about. We were going back to us being in the same boat, pretty much.
Right. So we're talking about the division. So bring that out, right? Again. Come on now. Come on, Zerubi.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 50, verse 33. Thus said the Lord of hosts, the children of Israel and the children of Judah were oppressed together.
Oh, you all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
yeah.
How you gonna mess up your own tribe?
Call them juju bees.
And the juju.
Work that on your mouth over the week.
Oh my gosh. Read it again the right way. You messed that up, bro.
Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 33. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the children of Israel and the children of Judah were oppressed together.
We were oppressed together. We are still oppressed together.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And we were just talking about how it's not just that the media doesn't portray these things. There's also this fear of deportation. So a lot of times these things are not reported. The police brutality is not reported. It's not that they're not messing with us. It's not that they're not seeing us in the same boat. It absolutely is. So let me jump to this article with the NFL, right? I want to read this real quick because we ate up a lot of the show.
Damn.
It's all right. I mean, we were still bringing out good stuff. So
Catch it on Blog Talk.
So it says Roger Goodell. The NFL admits we were wrong on player protests, says Black Lives Matter. So it's funny because, fresh your memory, Colin Kaepernick, starting in like 2016,
mm-hmm.
right, started protesting and kneeling,
mm-hmm.
saying that, you know, to bring awareness to police brutality and stuff, right? It wasn't that he was part of Black Lives Matter. We went through this, right? So there is a lot of things on the internet where they're saying Black Lives Matter is like funded by like, you know, different interests and stuff like that. And it's true. This
mm-hmm.
is true.
Facts.
Right.
Yep.
We know this. Right. So the movement itself I'm speaking about, right. Not the term Black Lives Matter, because we know they do. Right. But they really only matter to the Most High in Christ, because our own people, they don't matter. And certainly not to them. So this thing that we're trying to bring awareness and acceptance to them, it's the same burning house that Dr. King was talking about,
mm-hmm.
right? When he was all this equality, integration type of stuff. But anyway, the whole Black Lives Matter thing is whatever. So Colin Kaepernick was never like formally a part of it, but he started kneeling in protest, right? And they changed the narrative, because this is how they roll,
mm-hmm.
to make it about dishonoring the flag and the military, instead of what it really was for, which was to bring awareness to. So it goes to show you the kind of propaganda. Like, it was one of the slickest things they did.
Mm-hmm.
And there were so many people against it. Oh, protest a different way. The NFL blacklisted this brother from getting a job. And there was a lot of stuff around that for years. Everybody was vexed about that thing, right? He even had Uncle Tom's of us on board with that. So it says NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell released a statement on behalf of the league on Friday, acknowledging we were wrong in the handling of the issue of player protests. Goodell's message arrives after 10 days of protests and civil unrest nationwide in the aftermath of George Floyd's death, and a prominent NFL player to make a statement. And this was the statement. He says, "We, the National Football League, condemn racism and the systematic oppression of black people." Goodell said, "We, the National Football League, admit we were wrong for not listening to NFL players earlier and encourage all to speak out and peacefully protest. We, the National Football League, believe Black Lives Matter." And he's going to tell you why he's saying this at the end of this statement.
Yep.
And some people there's people like, look, it's working. The protests are working. Wow, finally. First of all, they better give Cap a job.
That's right.
And they better give him like elite quarterback money for the years that he
him a team.
Right? They better put him on the Patriots.
Wow.
So it says, "We, the National Football League, believe Black Lives Matter. I personally protest with you and want to be a part of the much-needed change in this country. Don't be surprised if this Red Devil, because he's looking especially red. Right? There's a difference. We don't look that red unless we get a little sunburn. We don't, right? For all of them that are going to watch, you're red. He said we all look like Roman citizens.
That's what he said.
So was Paul, you idiot.
That's what he said.
I personally protest with you and want to be a part of the much-needed change. Watch this.
Yep.
This Edom might go and kneel with players when the season starts. Watch him.
I believe that.
He's going to walk out holding hands.
Yep.
And people are going to cry and say, finally, we're making some traction.
Is there more in that statement?
There is, wait.
Oh, okay. All right.
Wait.
I was saying, dude. Yeah,
easy, right. Cowboy. Hey,
bro,
easy.
Bro.
Don't get too red.
Bro. Because when I read it, I was like, yo, really? But go ahead.
He says, without black players, there would be no National Football League.
And that's the agenda right there.
You dropped the mic right there.
No. But then he squeezed it, because that wasn't his last statement. Because then he says, and the protests around the country are emblematic of the centuries of silence, inequality, and oppression of black players, coaches, fans, and staff. And everybody's hailing it as a stark reversal for the NFL. He told you why. They nervous now. But, hey, and we said it from the beginning. If all of them would have went like on strike, all the black players with Cap, they would have had to bend to what they want.
I'm going
to
show you unity. Hold on.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you how powerful that is. 52 cops just resigned from the emergency squad unit from a police department.
57
in
Buffalo.
I stand corrected.
No, we got.
I stand corrected. 57. But you see, I don't think people understand.
Not including the two that I think were going to be investigated.
Okay.
So really, it's 59 because of all of them.
Okay. From an elite unit.
Yep.
Emergency service. It's not just patrol cops. These are cops that would. These riots right now. You need, they're specialized training. They got the AR-15s. They got the whole shebang. They're like a military within the police. They stood together, right, to make a point.
But
our people won't do that.
So now that they're seeing this, now they want to say that because they realize they can't afford it,
bro,
because the season was in jeopardy because of the corona.
Yep.
They're not going to be fans.
That's the main reason.
They're going to play it, but now they're not going to get the stadium revenue because they're not going to be people there. Right.
Bro,
so they're like, please, black players, keep jumping and running and tackling and entertaining us.
Because the NFL is a $15 billion a year industry. So like you said, it starts with that. But the other thing, like the other point that I want to make too, is that they knew that they were wrong in this the entire time, because otherwise they wouldn't have gave Cap a settlement 2 years ago.
It says the NFL has threatened in the past to impose fines on players who kneel and teams that permit kneeling. That's how much they were against it.
Hey, you know what that is? That's the Willie Lynch letter. What did he say? He said, you guys are destroying your business. You're killing your slaves.
Yep.
You have to use reverse psychology to keep them as good slaves.
Right.
That's all that is a Willie Lynch okie doke.
That's the William Lynch right there. Yep.
That's the William
Lynch. That's the William. That's
Let me get Psalms 59.
The book of Psalms 59.
Ay, ay, ay.
And let me see what verse I want to start at. Start at 5.
Well, Psalms chapter 59, verse 5.
Actually, read 1 and 2 and then jump to 5. Actually, 1 through 3.
Just read the whole doggone chapter.
Start at 1. I'll tell you where to jump.
The book of Psalms chapter 59, verse 1. Deliver me from my enemies, O my God. Defend me from that, from them that rise up against me.
See, David was a mighty spirit. Let me tell you something. Because he knew in his heart of hearts that it wasn't about let's get accepted, let's get them to do stuff for us. That's that Lamentations 4:17. That's all I see.
Yep.
You know, the brothers posted the thing with that sister. She made some profound statements on the captain's group this morning.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Two things. She got a very manly spirit. That mm-hmm. sister, I'm not saying it's of the Lord, but she don't look like she the type that's going to humble to what the scriptures mm-hmm. say, right? Mm-hmm. So although she brought out some good stuff, she's just by her whole posture and everything, I tell she's part of the problem, right? Because let me give you in contrast. What's that sister that teaches for Islam?
I
forgot her name.
Yes. She has that. She wears
yes.
the Queen Latifah.
Very
hat. Yeah,
feminine,
yeah.
but still very strong and
yes.
to the point with her
and understands her place.
And understands her place because she actually emphasizes
yes.
the whole family
yes.
structure and the role
yes,
of the
yes,
woman
yes,
in there.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Yes.
This sister don't look like that. All right. I'm gonna say one to mm-hmm. that. And two, when you looked at the longer piece, she still didn't have any solutions for the people.
They no. never do.
She said, burn her down.
Right.
Yeah.
Burn it
yeah.
down was her solution. And then you're left with what? I don't disagree
ashes.
With her. I don't disagree with her in most of what she said. But then she says, and burn it down. And then what do you have for your people?
No, right, exactly.
Right? So still no solutions. David understood that everything rests with the Most High because he said, defend me from them that rise up against me. You cannot forget that these other nations, right, talking about the kingdom was always taken by force mm-hmm. from all the prophets that have been. That the nature of these heathen is to hate us. That is their nature, right? It's kind of like the frog and the scorpion parable,
mm-hmm.
right? The scorpion wants to get across the water. Asked the frog if I could jump on his back. The frog said, no, you're going to sting me. And he was like, why would I do that? I'll drown. He said, you know what? It makes sense. Let's go. Halfway across the lake, the scorpion stings him.
Mm-hmm.
They start to sink. The frog says, why'd you do it? He goes, I don't know. It's my nature.
Yep.
He goes, why'd you do it? We're both going to die now.
Do you remember when
that
cop
nature.
Shot the Judah brother years back? And when the cop asked him.
He said, why you did it? He said, I don't know.
I don't know.
Right. He was I don't think the brother died, but he was injured.
No, he shot him in the behind,
right.
in the butt.
Let me tell you, you're never the same like after getting shot, don't matter where it is. So it's not like the dude right. was going to be okay. And he was laying on the floor. There was a video a few years back.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, don't move, though. He's like, all right, I'm not moving. He's already shot up. I think he had two in him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, why'd you shoot me? The cop said, I don't know.
That's exactly.
They got it on video. He said, I don't know. That's the same thing like the parable.
He told him, he said, give me your ID. And when he reached for his ID, he shot him.
Oh, that was another one.
Yes. No, that was the same one. No, that was the same one.
Yeah. No, there was another
it
one
was
where the dude
gas
was laying
station.
On the floor.
Yeah.
There was a dude where the other one was laying on the floor. That one, the dude was laid over in the car as he got shot. That was another one where he asked them why.
Bro,
he was
crazy. Oh, it was two of them that they asked why?
Well, he asked them why, then he said, I don't know. But then he said, oh, because you were reaching in your pocket. He goes, and that's when he was like, no, but you asked me for my ID. Mm-hmm. But no, it was two separate incidents.
Right.
It was two separate incidents, two different people, right? So that's the same thing, right? So go ahead, read on.
Deliver me from the workers of iniquity. And save me from bloody men.
Their words are hollow because they are bloody men. The kingdom of heaven was always taken by force. The violence always took it by force. Starting with Esau and that same spirit, right? From Tubal Cain, who was an artificer of weapons
mm-hmm.
and pushed that spirit in the earth. From the Tower of Babel because of their pomp and circumstance. All of that, it says they are bloody men. That was because that was their blessing. That was their spirit. That was their nature. This is beyond that their spirit's not upright in them. You have to understand the nature of the beast, just like the scorpion and the frog. And it says, David said, deliver me from those workers of iniquity and save me from bloody men. Come on.
For lo, they lie in wait for my soul.
Don't fall for their hollow apologies. They lie in wait for your soul. They lie in wait to flip it on you, to flip the script, and trap you up in other ways, right? Come on.
The mighty are gathered against me.
Because they're the ones with all the power and all the authority in this present world. Come on.
Not for my transgressions, nor for my sins, O Lord.
So he's letting you know that there's a difference. There's a difference between the Lord using them as per the curses against us and them exceeding that because of their hatred and their bloodiness and their nature. So he says, it wasn't for my transgression or for my sin. They just hate me, and I know that. Jump to verse 5. We don't need to... Actually, just read on.
Verse 4. They run and prepare themselves without my fault. Awake to help me, and behold.
He said, hey, we ain't done nothing to them.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't done a thing to them. The brother's handcuffed on the floor, already restrained. He wasn't at fault anymore. You had him.
No longer a threat.
No longer a threat.
The threat was already stopped once the cuffs
That's
were on.
That's what he means here. They run and prepare themselves without my fault. They run and prepare themselves against me for of no fault. Breonna Taylor was in her own house.
Mm-hmm.
And there was suspicion of something, and they went in with a no-knock warrant, supposedly to justify that situation. Ahmaud Arbery, whatever it was an empty house. It don't look like he was stealing. Even the owner said he was probably looking for a water source on his runs. Now it's coming out. It was a straight up modern day lynching. They were chasing him in the truck.
Oh.
They were bumping him with the truck. This is why he was running.
And what did they call him after they shot him?
They called him an effing noog.
Noog.
I don't want to say it because then they cut me off.
And let's not forget the guy that was sitting in his house eating ice cream on his couch that got shot.
Yep. Yep.
Did we forget about him?
Shahrazad Ali, however I shot. That's her. That's her. That sister's different than the one the brothers posted because she still has that femininity.
She's good, man.
Yeah, that sister be speaking. Now, you know, she needs to be following these commandments, right? So it says, Lord, wake up and help me. And behold, y'all tried everything else, and yet y'all still trying to get change from a nation and a constitution that was never set up for you or with you in mind.
Nope.
So it don't work. It don't fit.
Wait, that may be too heavy for them, Cap. Where were we when that constitution was created?
In captivity.
Had nothing to do with you.
Read on.
Verse 5. Thou, therefore, O Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to visit all the heathen.
In case you're wondering who he's talking about, it says, God, we need you to awake and visit all the heathen. And when God visits the heathen, it's not a good thing. Come on.
Be not merciful to any wicked transgressor. Selah.
Yeah, because I'm sure Bishop going to go hard on it. These Christian pastors talking about this love and unity is what's going to heal us and all this other stuff. Hey, the Nehemiah thing going on, right? Like, what have you just do with our God?
Yep.
They trying to come in there and protest with you, by side with you. Oh, we're going to kneel with you. We're going to do all this stuff. Ridiculous. It says, God, don't be merciful to any of those wicked transgressors. Come on.
They return at evening. They make a noise like a dog and go round about the city.
Why? Because they do their things in secret. That's why it says they return at evening. So they're going to put these apologies forth. All these companies sending out these things that they stand with you. Trust me, you're not going to see any meaningful change behind them and what they're going to try to do, right? It says they return at evening. They make a noise like a dog and go round about the city. Come on.
Behold, they belch out with their mouth.
They put this stuff out. You know what a belch is? It's uncontrollable, right? So it just comes out. So it says they belch out with their mouth these apologies, these statements, right? To try to soothe you. But what does it say?
Behold, they belch out with their mouths. Swores are in their lips.
All right, yeah. To pick it up where I left it. I don't know if you're going through this in Camp 101. I said that, and then I said, what do they say? There's a point. Don't go back to the top. You read it from where we left off, all right? So it says, swords are in their lips. Swords are in their lips. Come on.
For who, say they, doeth hear?
They say, for who, say they, doth hear? Meaning, they know that we're going to fall for the okey-doke. Who's the ones that's hearing this? Them. Swords could be, says, swords are in their mouth. They're going to belch out, but swords are in their mouth. Come on.
But thou, O Lord, shalt laugh at them.
But don't worry. It says, God's going to laugh at them. Come on.
Thou shalt have all the heathen in derision.
That God's going to have all the heathen in derision. Verse 9.
Because of his strength will I wait upon thee, for God is my defense.
God is our defense. You're still trying and watching for a nation that cannot save you.
Mm-hmm.
That's my issue with everything that's going on, because you're still looking for proclamations. You're looking for words from them that they don't keep, that they're not going to keep. Where's let me get Psalms 55:21.
The book of Psalms, chapter 55, verse 21. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter.
Start at 20.
Verse 20. He hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him.
Right. This is what David was saying, what we just read in Psalms 59. He says, hey, through no fault of my own, they lie in wait for me. Right. It says we be at peace with them. Like the sister was bringing out. Hey, we tried to do our own thing with Black Wall
right.
Street, with Tulsa, with Rosewood. Right. We tried to be separate. Hey, in Puerto Rico, we was trying to do our own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the U.S. came in and wanted to take advantage under the guise of help.
They said, nope, domino.
Under the guise of help.
Mm-hmm.
And from when they took over until today, which we're not going to have time to bring it out, but until today, they used us for experiments. They used us to create wealth with sugar, the biggest one being Domino Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Your number one brand sugar that you use today was built off the backs of Puerto Ricans in Puerto Rico. They used us for experiments with nuclear stuff, cancer treatments, birth control, sterility.
Don't know how true it is yet, right? We got to lean more
right.
through, but they're using us now, supposedly,
to test these vaccines
for the COVID-19. Okay, we still got to research that, but just putting it out there, okay?
Right.
You start doing your research on that. But they've always used so-called Puerto Ricans, who people claim ain't Israel.
Right.
Right? Dark and light skin, they've used to experiment on for the COVID-19 vaccine.
Right. Read verse 20 again.
Verse 20. He have put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him.
We were minding our own damn business in Puerto Rico. We were minding our own damn business in Tulsa,
mm-hmm.
in Rosewood, trying to build our own stuff. We minding our own damn business now, trying to do things for ourselves. And they always coming after us. We're not seeing the same. Why are we like, and then even if we do something different, right? Peacefully, right? Because it says that though we be at peace with him, peaceful protest, you got a problem with it too, just like they did with Kaepernick and the
yep.
kneeling and everything else.
Yep.
No, don't protest that way. Oh, celebrities, be quiet. Don't use your platform for stuff like that. First, they say because then they're the first to criticize us that we don't help our people. And it's true. To a great extent, we don't. But who are they to come in and say that, right? And then they tell you, shut up when you do try to use your platform to say something.
And then that's how you know
play
it,
ball.
It's all hypocrisy
exactly they
because they told LeBron James, shut up and dribble. And then the same lady didn't tell Drew Brees to shut up and throw the football.
Right. Hey, that's a real freaking good point. Drew Brees talking about unsolicited in the sense that, yes, he was doing an interview, but unsolicited in that nobody needs your opinion on that. And then now his fucking – damn, they're gonna I hope they don't come in for that. Then now his effing hollow words, right?
Yeah, right?
Talking about that he knows that he can be a leader for our movement. In his apology, I don't know if you caught that. It says that he can be a leader for our movement. Wait a second. In that same statement, you say you don't understand our plight and what we go through, but that you can be a leader for us.
Yeah. That same lady that said that to LeBron James, after all the backlash came out against Drew Brees, she came out and said he's just exercising his rights as his freedom of speech to say his
yeah,
thoughts.
But any of us exercise our rights to say our thoughts and our freedom of speech. Shut up and dribble.
Right.
Shut up and run. Shut up and jump. Shut up and sing. Shuck and jive and entertain us. It says he put forth his hands against such as be with peace with him. Read on.
He have broken his covenant.
He have broken his covenant. He have broken his covenant. This is a man that even if he makes promises to you, will break them.
Over 500 covenants were broken with our Native American brothers and sisters.
Right.
500 treaties.
Hey, y'all need to wake the hell up and stop trying to push for change in the political office and get yourselves to some repentance in this Bible, because nothing he promises you is going to be fulfilled. God does not lie, the scripture tells you, so his promises will be fulfilled. His covenants will not be broken. So long as we fulfill our end of it. Read on.
The words of his mouth were smoother than butter.
You know what that is. It's smoother than butter. You're going to fall for all those apologies and all that okey-doke and be all right with it. When all said and done, and that sister included,
mm-hmm.
that was saying let it burn, you're going to be sitting down and having your Thanksgiving dinner, your Christmas day, your Father's Day, and all that stuff. That's the hypocrisy. You need to separate yourself from Babylon. And no, that don't mean flee the country, because Babylon's everywhere and the influence is everywhere. but change your instructions, change the way you do stuff. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter. Come on.
But war was in his heart.
That is always in his heart. Like David said, they are bloody men. They lie in wait. They belch out words, but swords are in their lips. Come on.
His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords.
Softer than oil, but his drawn sword. David knew what he was talking about. That's the example that you need to follow. Never trust thine enemy, the scriptures tell you.
That's right.
It says, because as iron rusteth, so will he. So will he. And y'all are falling for it. Now is the time to see these plights and this destruction, to see what's going on, for you to repent. And I'm telling you, there's a number that are seeing it, and this is why we have to continue to push it. This is why, as we're going out, I'm telling you, this is a time where the questions are more and more than they've ever been in our people's minds. You brothers that are going out doing flyers, and when we're doing camp and all this other stuff, doing the different platforms that we're on, we have to start bringing, pushing these to say, hey, we got the answers for you, because the difference is we have solutions. I said it last week. It might not be the answer you want to hear, but it's the answer that you need to hear. And the solutions that you need to hear. It's not what you want, but it's what's needed. It's what's needed.
Hey, I've been on this earth 5 decades, and I'm yet to see a politician do something for our people. I don't want to hear, oh, well, they give us access or welfare, depending on where you're at. Oh, we have a government housing. You know what? They give you the government cheese. They have all these programs. No. That's no solutions. That's a handout, okay? There's a saying, right, in the world, give a man a fish and he'll eat for a day. Teach a man a fish and he'll eat and he'll eat forever. Guess what the fish is? These scriptures, okay? These scriptures. Voting is not going to go ahead and get you there. Teaching, well, let me rephrase that. Learning how to fish is in these scriptures. Learning your true nationality based on that, analogy that I just used, okay? You've been voting for years is the point. I am yet to see a politician. They come out with smooth words at the scripture that we just brought out, but I am yet to see one go ahead and save your people. You know why? Because that's not prophecy. That's not in the Bible. We're going to save ourselves by our actions, by building our nation back through the spirit of the Most High God and his son, Jesus the Christ, the Black Messiah. That's it. That's the solution. It's very simple.
Let me get Lamentations 4:17. I know we're a little over, right? Like 2 minutes over, probably, from when we started.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let me just bring this out, and then we can do, like, closing thoughts.
Lamentations chapter 4, verse 17. As for us, our eyes as yet failed for our vain help.
I brought this out last week. I'm telling you again. Our eyes have failed for that vain help. You know how you can protest? I said this last week, the protest of repenting and keeping these commandments in the faith of Christ. That's the protest that you need to do. You show them that we're not going to conform to this world. Lives Matter actually wants to defund police. That's one of their main things.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Scripture tells you, obey the powers that be. They're not a terror to good works. So we say, repent. That is your protest. That is the revolution that you're trying to spark.
Yeah, that's already actually in the works. Los Angeles is talking about defunding them $150 million from the police department and putting it into Black communities.
Reddit.
And do what? With no wisdom and no knowledge, I shudder to think how we would police ourselves.
Nope.
If you don't know who you are and you see your brother as your enemy.
Right. Until we continue to see each other as enemies in any way, shape, or form, there's no way that we can police ourselves.
No way.
It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. So it says, our eyes have yet failed for our vain help. The vain help in the shadow of Egypt, looking for other things. Come on.
In our watching, we have watched for a nation that could not save us.
In our watching, we have watched for a nation that cannot save us. Stop. It's insanity. Captain Aparin brought it out last week with the definition of insanity. Trying to do the same thing over and over, expect a different result. It is no different. They're going to lull you to sleep with their buttery, oily words. But understand that swords and war is in their heart, and that's what comes out their mouth. It's ridiculous. They're hollow words. Hollow words.
Hollow words indeed.
Y'all got anything you want to say?
No.
No.
All right. Well, that's the show for this week. I know we had the technical difficulties. So, you know, Lord's will, you could share whatever was out there. The blog talk kept running, so we had that going. So continue to support. Hey, now's the time, brothers and sisters, because a lot of people are disgruntled. They want answers. You got brothers out there asking why they hate us. Broom. Why they hate us.
Why they hate us, broom.
All right. And we got the answers for them now. We got the answers for them now. So anyway. Thanks for tuning in. Continue to support. And with that, we say shalom.
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 Oh, God, my ears are sweaty as hell with these damn containers.
It wasn't too bad. Like, once I turned it didn't stay.
The vinyl, I think.
Oh, yeah. No, but I mean, in general, with the heat, it wasn't so bad. Like, once the fan on low was okay.